Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin Tes, and we are on the bottom of Ayin Ches Mabez, still in the discussions of Dalid Vehe. Boi Rebbe Yirmiya. Rebbe Yirmiya asked, Machra chutz mishloshim yom. What happened if you sold it, excluding 30 days? What does that mean, excluding 30 days? So Rashi says, on the fifth wide line, chutz mishloshim yom, Eseh b'malachti. Except for 30 days, I will do my malacha. What exactly does that mean? So says Rabbi Elchanan, it can't mean, the reason that Rashi did not say what chutz mishloshim yom normally means is, you know, I'll sell it to you in 30 days from now. Chutz mishloshim yom. That can't be, because then miman nefshach, up until 30 days, it's zero. And once 30 days comes, it's full. So you should be chayav dal v'hei. There wouldn't be a question. So chutz mishloshim yom must mean, that's what Rashi says, what he says, you sold it, but you kept the allowance of doing malacha for 30 days. So that's a question, meaning is that a sale or is that not a sale, if you still have rights of hishtamshus. Shamachiri hi la'alter, el shashir la'atzbo tashmishin kol lamid yom, kamo mocher avdo, upasek yimosh yishim shana lamid yom. The kinyan aguf shayach miyale lokeach, he has a kinyan aguf, and I have a kinyan peirus. So that's the question of the Gemara. The Rambam might have had a different girsa, or might have just had a different case, where he discusses, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, where is the Rambam? In Geneva, in Perek Beis, where the Rambam says, if it's a case of lachar lamid yom, but the shaila is, what happens if the ganav gets recognized, hukar ganav, before 30 days? You saw lachar shloshim yom, so is there a chiyav kefal or not? And is there a chiyav dal vehei? Of course, it's a chiyav kefal. So, b'tosh shloshim yom hukar, ganav einam shalom is a kefal, he does not pay kefal. So, the Magen Mishnah there says, maybe that's how he interprets our Gemara. The question is on the dalad vehei, because is that considered dalad vehei before the geneva or not? So, that's the question. Either way, let's go with Rashi Pshat. Chutz mishloshim yom, you sell it, but you keep the heter ishtamshus. Chutz mimalachta, you sell it, but you keep the rights to do malacha if you want. Right on it. Chutz me ubara, you sell an animal except for the ubar in it, except for the fetus. Right, chutz me ubara. So do we say that that's considered a shiur, a leaving over to yourself? The ksos proves from here that we're about to get into the question of whether ubar is considered part of the mother or not, yerachimo or not. But nobody here discusses whether the ubar is a davar shelo bala olam or not. So the ksos says it must be that an ubar is considered bala olam. Because that's not a shaila here. That's what the Ksos proves in Simin Reish Tes. That relates to the Rambam that we discussed in Mesechas Kedushin, fascinating Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus in Perek Zayin, Zayin Tazayin. Man goes over to his friend and says, if your wife has a baby girl, I want to be married to her. Right? Ha'omer lechaveirum, yodcha ishchana keva, harim kudeshesli. Bazeh, Rambam says, lo mark lo. Come on, lo mark. How can you be married to an unborn fetus? But in the next line of the Rambam says, but imhaisa eishas chaveira mu'uberes, but if she was already pregnant, v'hukar ha'ubar, and it's already recognizable that she is pregnant, maybe this means after 3 months, maybe a little later, but then the Rambam says, hareza mukudashas, you're married to an ubar, or you're married. V'yirali, and the Rambam adds his own, she's the maker, and you're married, but he feels, you know what, v'tzarech lachzer ulekadish osame avio achar shetivole, you know, do another marriage after she's born. So you're married without any shilas, even though I paskin make her a din, that is fine. So again, that's another case where the Rambam seems to say that you could be married to an ubar, that an ubar is bala olam. The Raiva there argues. Again, that is the question here. So it's bala olam. The only question is it considered a shiur, a leaving over in the mechira? So the Gemara says mahu. Aliba demand to Amar Ubar Yerech Imohu, according to the opinion that says the Ubar is considered literally the thigh of the mother, it's considered a limb of the mother, Loti Bailacha. Then it's not a question, because for sure, Tashirba, you left over something for yourself, and you're for sure not Chayiv Dalavahe. That is the, if you hold Ubar, Yerech Imo. Kiti Bailacha, Aliba demand to Ubar Lav Yerech Imo, my. Says the Gemara, no, the only question is if you hold Ubar is not Yerech Imo, if an Ubar is considered an independent entity, not part of the mother. So my. So Meimer, Amrina, do we say, Kiva de Mechubar Ba Havishiur, even though it's a halachically separate entity, still it's attached, and if it's attached, So then you would say that you left over something, and therefore it's not called a good mechira. Odilma, or do we say no? Kivan dila mifresh minakai la vishir. Or do we say no? Since it is destined to be separated, la mifresh, so therefore it's not called a shir. It's as if it's like kol ha'omei lifresh kaparish dami. It's as if it's already separated, and therefore it's not called a shir. Maybe that's so. Again, there's no question if you say uber yerachimahu. The only shaila is uber lav yerachimahu. The Ravid notes that he thinks that you could have another girsa. Yeah, he quotes another girsa. What do you mean? Even if you say uber yerachimahu, you can still say kibud lamifresh kai. Maybe it's because they're separate. So he doesn't know why the Gemara boxes itself in to say it's only a question uber lav yerachimahu. The same svara could exist no matter what you say. So he said the shaila could be in on either opinion. Either way, the Gemara continues and says ikadamre or. This is the shaila. Kivan de lav yerachimahu lo avishir. Do you say since it's a separate entity, it's not called a shir? O dilma kivan de itzarech leishtaruye bahada b'shchita. Since it needs the shchita of the mother in order to become mutter to eat, kaman de shir begufa dami. Right, it's as if it's a leftover a shir in the guf itself, and therefore you would not be chayav dal vehei. Right, so it's still a question. Teku, this goes unanswered. We don't know if you leave over the ubar. Are you chayav dal vehei or not? Good. By Rav Papa. Asks Rav Papa the following. Ganva kita'a umachra. Mahu. You stole an animal and you chopped off one of its legs. And then you sold it. Mahu. So you sold everything that there's left. Beforehand, we had the case if you stole a kita'as. You stole an animal without a leg. So there we said in the Braisa that you are definitely chayav dalav hay. Here you stole it and then you're koteya it. So that's the shaila. And that's what we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, the beautiful ha'ara of the Sha'ar Mitzion Balacha on that Shuv of the Nitziv. Shuv of the Nitziv discusses lacha mishnah, is it better to cut a challah in half or just have the whole. So it depends how it came b'fanecha. If it came whole to you, so it's called whole. If it came in two pieces to you, it's considered two pieces. And that's enough shalim for you. So maybe it's a remez here. If it came to you with a chopped off leg, then that's it. It's fine. That's because there's a shalim for you. But if it came to you whole and you chopped it off, that's why there's a shaila. What's the shaila? Me amrinon, my deganav halozavin. What you stole, you didn't sell. O dilma ma dezavin haloshir. Or what you sold, you didn't leave anything for you. So teku. So again, unanswered question. What exactly is the question here? Exactly is the Sarah. So Rabbi Chanan says in Os Ayin Zayin, again, it's like the pashas of the words of the Gemara, but what does the Gemara say? What do you focus on? Do you focus on the moment of the Geneva, or do you focus on the moment of the Tficha Mechira? What's Tficha Mechira about? Is it about selling what you stole, or is it about selling everything you have left? Do you focus on the Maisa Geneva at all? That's the Gemara's question. My Deganav Halozavin, or my Dezavin Haloshir? Right, that's the question. The way Rabbi Chanan formulates it is in Os Ayin Zayin, Bira Safik, the Yesh Lomar, the Chi of Dalvahe, Hu Hal Maisa Haganeva Harishona, Hecha Shashana Bachet. How do you look at the Chi of Dalvahe? Is the Chi of Dalvahe really a Chi for the Geneva? But you really have deepened your Maisa Geneva. When you sell it, wow, your Maisa Geneva really has taken root. But you're chayef for the Maisa Geneva. So if that's the case, then you have to sell everything that you stole. And therefore, if you chop its leg off in the middle, you wouldn't be chayef. Or do you say, no, it's not a Maisa Geneva. You stole, that's kefel. Dalav hey, the extra payments are for the moment of Tvicha Mechira. So in that case, maybe that's the second side of the Gemara, that even if you chop off a piece, it would still be chayiv dalav hei. O dilma, dechiv mischadesh b'shas tvicha mechira. Right, that is the question of the Gemara according to Rabbi Chanan. So the Gemara says, teku. The Gemara says, teku, it goes unanswered. What's the maskana? So what are we paskin? If it's teku? So we mentioned this in the context of the kefal dalav hei discussion yesterday, the Karen and the kefal discussion, as a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What if there's tfisa, right? You don't have to pay, because it won't be mechayiv you a knas, bismanazeh. But the Rambam says, kata gana v'kata mimenu eber, v'achkach machra, etc. Ein mosin mimenu tashlim dalav hei. You don't pay. But v'im tafas anizak, ein mosin miyado. But the nizak's allowed to keep it. So that's the machlokas. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? It doesn't exist yet. The knas doesn't exist. How could you be tofis it? So the Rambam seems to say that, no, it does exist somewhat. It does exist, and that's the major sugya. Does a knas exist before Hamada, before Hamada Bedin or not, that's what we look back at the sources that we discuss on Daf Samachay when we discuss Karen Kane Shagana. But that is an important Rambam Ravid, both for Knossos and for the Sugi we mentioned yesterday, the connection between the Karen and the Kefel. So that's two issues that come out of that Rambam. But there's another question that's asked here by the Rishash and Baruch Shekivnu Kivno, the Tosfos already asked the Kasha. And that is, what does the Gemara say? If you stole it and then you chopped off his leg, are you chayef for the mechira? Aren't you kone it? Shinu maisa. You chopped off the leg of the animal, so aren't you kone it? So you sure shouldn't be chayef dal vehei. So what's the whole shiloh? We discussed that earlier in Meruba. So isn't it a shinu maisa? So that's what the question of the Rishash and the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid answers tshuva. Lo yechashiv ze shinui shehaguf nishar kemo shehaya velo nishtane ela shechaser mimenu ever echad. If you chop off a leg of an animal, it's still the animal. It's an animal with a chopped off leg. That's not shinui maisa. You did an action, but that's not a shinui maisa enough to change the status. The Rishash formulates it as shinui maisa always has to have to go with it a shinui hashem. It's not purely shinui maisa, and therefore here there's a shinui maisa without a shinui hashem, and therefore it won't be nechshav a shinui. That is the Tosfos Rid, and that is the Rishash. Rameir Simcha, the Arsameach, has a different answer. He says, no, a shinui maisa is not kone bal karcha of the goslin. Interesting. We had this earlier in the Gemara about Yeush, right? We had it earlier on Daf Samach Vav or so, that Yeush cannot be kone, right? Remember the case of the Chametz and Samach Vav Mabez, right? Ki kamina ano zemes yeush vzeh rosa liknos. Ha zemes yeush vzeh ina rosa liknos. So the Gemara said explicitly that Yeush, if the nignav is misyaish, then the ganav is not kone balkarcha. But shinui, the Gemara never said. We never said whether shinui is kone balkarcha or not. The Gemara said that shinui de memela is kone balkarcha, if it just happens. Right? Tlevenasa ayo, egovenasa shor. So all of those, that's kone balkarcha. Comes along the arsameach here and is machadish that shinui maisa is like yayish. Shinui maisa is not kone balkarcha. That is the, and that's why here, you chopped off the leg, but you don't want to be koneid. So if you don't want to be koneid, so then we're not going to force you to be koneid, therefore you still can be chayav dal vehei. What's the makar for this? What's the makar that shinui maisa can be is not koneid balkarcha? This Gemara says Ner Sameach. This Gemara. That's why the Rambam, he says, he proves it from another Rambam. The Rambam must get it from this Gemara. That not only is yeish not koneid balkarcha, shinui maisa is not koneid. Right? That's what he says here in Gzela based Hezvav. And this is the same thing. And therefore you can be chayiv dalad vehei. In Lumdus, what's the difference? Why by Yeshini Maisa do we say that it does not work balkarcha? Well, by Shini Dememela, the Gemara said earlier, it does work balkarcha. What will be a sara? So maybe it can be connected to the discussion of the Achronim that we mentioned earlier. And that is, what does it mean that a shinui is kone? Does that really mean literally that a shinui is kone, just like there are other kinyanim? There's a kinyan hagbah, meshicha, shinui. It's one of the kinyanim. Or does shini kone really mean that you were kone it right away at the Maisa Geneva? It's just that there's a chi of hashava after the Maisa Geneva. Shinui removes the chi of hashava, and therefore you're kone it from earlier. That was a chakira within shini kone that the Achronim said. But maybe one could suggest that's the difference between shini kone and shini debemela. By shini kone, if you say shini maisis kone, that means you are actually kone now. You did something. So it's very possible that there we say literally shini kone, and if that can't work balkarcha. There isn't ever a kinyan balkarcha. Mashenken, if you say shini debemela, you didn't do anything. It just changed. So maybe there the approach is it just removes the chi of hashava. If that's true, then it's even balkarcha because you were koneid originally. Right now it doesn't make a difference. So maybe that's the svar for the Ar Sameach. The difference between shini maisa and shini dememela would be, is it a real kinyan now? Then it would need ratzon. Or do you say, no, it's just removing a chi of hashava and it would not need ratzon. Suggestion. Okay, two dots. Tana Rabbanan, last line. Gonav, nosan liyacher v'tavach. What if you stole it and you gave it to someone else and you did tzvicha, meaning a shliach? So we're going to see that's a case chayiv. Why? Right? This is one of the exceptions. Ein shliach levar avera. We say yesh shliach levar avera by tzvicha mechira. Gana v'nasan la'acher u'machar, or you did the same thing. You gave it to somebody else to sell. Tzvicha mechira, you say yesh shliach levar avera. Gana v'hikdish. Let's say you stole it and you amakdish it. as we're going to see in a minute, that's called a mechira. Yesh liach. That is a mechira, and therefore you're chayav dal behei. Ganav vehikif, or even before that, ganav vehikdish. You stole it and you will makdish it. So you're chayav dal behei. Ask the minchas chinuch as only he would ask the question. What happens if you were going to be hektish it and then you were shoel on your hektish? Right? You went to a chacham and you did shoel on hektish. You could do shoel on your hektish like a neder. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, l'mafreya, you're not chayav dal behei. Because you are makdish it. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Nun Dalid, Mitzvah Nun Dalid, dem hektish l'bada kabayis, l'fnei yeyush, de chayav dal behei, de mahani sheela. Even if you were makdish al das rabim, mahani sheela, ki gam harabim maskimim, kimin shabem es in hektish chal, lama lo yaskimu. So the Minchas Chinuch says, if you were makdish it, and therefore you should be chayav dal behei, and then you were shoel on your hektish, you're no longer chayav dal behei. Yes, Rav Chanan, how could that be? How could that be that if you're shoel on your hektish, this is in the Kovetz Biurim in Os Nun Tes, he quotes the Minchas Chinuch. The Rav Chanan also on the Minchas Chinuch. Ra'isi the Minchas Chinuch that if you were shoel on your hektish, it doesn't work. He says, didn't we learn earlier that you don't need a hanu ma'asav by mechira, right? Even if the sale didn't kick in, it was before yeish, you're still chayav dal behei. So what's the difference? So he says, you know what you have to say? That when you're shoel on your hektish, it's not like a mechira that didn't work. It's nothing. It's not a mechira at all. It's not like a tried mechira. If you were shoel on your hektish, it's as if nothing happened. L'mafreya. It's not like a mechira which was before yeish. That's what you have to say. It was like a mechira betaus, which does not work at all, and therefore you would be putter according to the Minchas Chinuch. Fascinating question. So, ganav hikdash, next, ganav hikif. Let's say you stole, and then you were makif. What does that mean? You sold it to your friend on credit. Right, but you didn't get the money yet. So what's the chiddush? You didn't get the money yet. And it says, usually we pass in most konos midaraisa. You need the money to be konos midaraisa. Says, one of the achronim, the chalkos yoav, you know what you see from here? That even though it's only drabanan, right, mishiyah, right, drabanan, you pulled it, but you didn't get the money yet, still, it's going to be chayiv dalad vehei. Right, even maybe a kinyan drabanan, could bring about a chalos daraisa that you're going to be chayav dal vehei. God of a hechlif, let's say you stole it and you bartered it, right? You switched, you substituted it. That's also considered a change of reshus to be chayav dal vehei. God of an asam matana, or if you gave it as a matana, you get it as a gift. You don't have to sell it. You could even give it as a gift. The Rashba is just bothered. Why is that so pashut for the Gemara? How do you know gift works? Right, if you look in Bate Arechoma, you have different halachas between a mechira and a matana. So he's just his mayor. I don't know why the Gemara thinks it's so obvious. How do you know okay, so that's a chiddush. How do you know that? So the Rashba obviously isn't bothered by that, but the Rashba assumes hikif would work. So he says, so he says, you know what you have to say? It's all nishtarish b'chet. And if the sorry is nishtarish b'chet, you have deepened your maisa avera. Even by matana, you've deepened your maisa avera. You've brought it further from the reshus of the nignav, and therefore the Gemara assumes it's going to be chayv. Ganav upara chovo. What if you owe somebody money and you use this animal in order to repay your loan? That also works. Ganav upara behekefo. Let's say you paid up credit that you owe. Ganav v'shalach sevlonos v'beis chamav. Or you sent presents to your mishudeches. Right, with your animal. Here, honey, here's a seh. Right? Mishan, there's something dalad vehei. That also is chayiv dalad. That also is chayiv dalad vehei. Oh, so it's a fascinating question. What's the chiddush of sending savlonos? What's the chiddush? I saw one of the achronim mention, where is this? The one of the achronim mentioned, what's the chiddush? Oh, the rimulunel. So one of the rishonim in the shita. The rimulunel says, you know what the chiddush is? Because you might have thought that once you send it to Savlonos, it's almanas lekadesh, and if it's not a mechira, because mashakana isha kana baila. So it basically goes back to you. So you're giving it, but you basically didn't do anything, because it's in your reshus. Kamash malan, you're chayiv. Why? What's the kamash malan? Because that principle of mashakana isha kana baila only kicks in at nisuin, not at kiddushin. So that's the chiddush. You might have thought, Savlonos, no, not good enough. It is only kicks in by nisuin. That's the Rimi Lunel.
If you did that for Nisuin, then you're
Pat. If you did it for Nisuin, you're Pat. But what about for Nisuin? You can't give a present for Nisuin. It doesn't work. You can give a present for Kedushin. Nisuin either requires Kinesil Roshuscha, or Yichud, or right, the Makam Yuchad L'Shnehem, any of those Shitas of Chuppah. There is a discussion in the Achronim about Mafkir. What if you're Mafkirit? So does that work? Again, is the Chiyuv Mechira because you got it out of your reshus, and therefore it's out of your reshus, if it's Hefker? Or do you say, one of the Achronim said, because you got some Hana out of it. When you give somebody something, they're Makar Tov to you. When you sell somebody something, when you always get something out of it, and here by Hefker, you didn't get anything out of it. So maybe that's the question. That's the only thing that's not on the list. To give him a daik from the fact that it's left out. But it's the only thing that's not on the list, if you are Mafkir. Continuing the Gemara. My kamash malon. What's the chiddush of this brisa? Ashmin and reisha. Gana benasan la'acher v'tavach. The reisha tells you the chiddush that if you give it to somebody else to shech, the yishleich levar aveira. Right? There's yishleich levar aveira. Af agav the b'chol haTorah kula. Ain shleich levar aveira. Hacha yishleich levar aveira. Here we say yishleich levar aveira. My taima. Really, there are three sources, but only one is quoted here. Utzvacho mecharo. Ma mechira. Delo efshar. Delo al yedei. Acher, just like mechira, it's impossible that it doesn't involve someone else, right? You have to sell it to someone. Af tvicha de acher mechayev. So to tvicha is the chayev even through someone else, even through a shliach. And we noted when we had this earlier, what exactly does it mean al yedei acher? Does it mean that usually you have to sell through a buyer? That was Rashi. The Tosfos, the Shita Lanot Lami said no. It means that you usually sell through a middleman also. That would make it more of a parallel case. And vashminan seifa. And the second half of the brisa taught me the chiddush of ganav v'hikdash. If you're makdash it, that itself counts as a mechira. Mali machro lehedyot, mali machro l'shamayim. Doesn't make a difference who you sell it to. Do you sell it to a hedyot? Do you sell it to shamayim? It's still called a mechira. Right, as we noted, as hopefully someone noted on Shabbos, this is mefurish against the Gemara 3 blad ago on Daf Ayin Vav. It's amazing. It's a mefurish stira. Clear. On Daf Ayin Vav, it says beferish, that by hekdash, you're not chayef for mechira. Meikar tura deruvein, vahashta tura deruvein. Mashenki here says beferish that you are. So that's where there has to be an answer. So Tosas answered there. Tosas earlier in Daf Ayin Vav, and Tosas here on Daf Ayin Test. Both Tosasim mentioned the chiluk of kachim bedek habayis and kachim mizbeach, which Reb Chaim explains as kachim bedek habayis is a difference in the nature of the hakdasha. Kachim bedek habayis is that you make it mamonu shel hekdesh. That's what you do. Memela, once it belongs monetarily to Hekdesh, therefore it gets Kedusha. It's Chal Memela. That's what this is talking about here. That's a Mechira, because you changed legal Rishus. Mashenkin, by Kachim Bet HaKabayis, by Kachim Mizbeach, no, you are Makdash it directly. You give it holiness. It's still yours. But you directly infuse it with Kedusha, and therefore that's not a Mechira. That's not a Mechira, because it's still yours. There are many Shitos that can be explained with this. We mentioned a few of them a couple of days ago, so I'll just mention one that we did not mention. A few days ago. One that we did not mention a few days ago is the Tosfos Yesharim in Krisus. Tosfos Yesharim in Krisus on Daf Yud Gimel, Reb Chaim uses as a raya. Gemara there says that is there a minimum shiur for Mi'ila? So the Tosfos Yesharim says that for Bedek Habayis, the shiur is a Shava Pruta. You have to be Moel a Shava Pruta in order to be Chayiv. By Kachim is Beach, it's even a Kol Shehu. So Reb Chaim explained, beautiful. There's different me'ilas by each one. By Kachim Bedek HaBayis, which is Mamono Shel Hekdesh, the me'ilah is all about Gezel Hekdesh. If it's about Gezel Hekdesh, so Gezel has a shear, Shava Pruta. Mashen Kachim is Be'ech, it belongs to you anyway. So me'ilah is not about stealing it. The me'ilah is about being Mechalel Kedushas Hekdesh. So for that, there's no shear. It's even a Shava Pruta. It's even a Kol Shehu. So that's the Tosfos Yesharim increases on Daf Yud Gimel. And again, there are many other rays we saw. Just to re-mention one, the Rashi and Psachim and Rashi and Gittin, just to re-mention one is the Rambam and Erechin, where the Rambam says, can you be makdish something that's already kadosh? So the Rambam says, you can be makdish something that's already kachim izbeach, you can make it also into bedek habayis, and be mechayiv yourself to have to redeem it and pay for it, besides give it on the mizbeach, but you can't go the other way. You can't take something that's bedek habayis and give it kadosh mizbeach. Why? You can't be mad something that's not yours. It's befurish. Bedek HaBayis is not yours. Mizbeach is yours. That's what the Rambam says. It only works in one direction and not in the other. Again, that's a huge topic. But again, every time it comes up in this parak, which it came up 3 times already, we have to touch on it. So that's the galus of Daf Yomi. As long as we drill it into our heads, hopefully we'll remember it and it'll become a chelik of us. Right? Kasim aluach libecha. Weiter. Says the Mishnah. Appreciate the babas. Appreciate the babas. How much there is here. Appreciate the babas. Not every daf and shas is as chock full. Gana versus bayalim betavach umacher chutz mir shusam. Let's say you stole, and then you stole something from somebody's rishus, then you shechted it or sold it outside of their rishus. That's a regular case. It's a regular case. Look and see what the chiddush is of that line. Osha ganav chus mirshusam betavachem bachar mirshusam. Or you stole it outside of their rishus. You stole it. Let's say their animal was parked in a parking lot, and then you stole it from there, and then you went back into their rishus to shecht it. Osha ganav betavachem bachar chus mirshusam. You did everything outside of their rishus. In all those cases, mishlat tashlumi dalav vehei. In those cases, because in each one of those cases, you were kona it. You were gonav it first. Aval ganav betavach umachar b'rishus pater. But if you go into the nignav's rishus, you take their animal and you shecht it there, you're going to be pater, because you didn't do a kinyan. So you didn't steal it before you shechted it, or before you stole it, and therefore, you're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv what? You're not going to be chayiv what? So the Rambam says, beferish pater min ha kefel. You're not going to have to pay kefel, you're going to have to pay the karen. Right, if you had their animal and you like are using it, so then you're going to be chayiv. At least you're a goslin. You're going to have to pay the karen, but you won't have to pay the kefal. That's what the Rambam says here in Beis Tezayin. What's the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah? You stole it and then you shechted it outside the rishos. That's the obvious case. You went into his rishos, you stole it, you took it out, then you what's the chiddush? So the Ravid has a tremendous chiddush. The Ravid says, if you nearly to ha asalash minan to be inan imasi tamasi biado agneva klomar shetetsi mirshus bailam. But if it's in their rishus, you're not chayiv. Aval kishagana v'tavach umacher b'rishuso pater afilu im higbiu shahare lo nimseis biado. Says the Ravid, even if you had done hagbah in the rishus, which usually is kone, it's not going to be kone in this case. Why? Because you never had in mind in your hagbah to take it out of the person's rishus. Hagbah, even in the rishus of the nignav, only works as a kinyan for you if you had kavana lahagbiya v'liknos. But if you had kavana lahagbiya, which is usually objectively a maisa kinyan, but you had in mind to shecht it here, that's not yours. Unbelievable. Hasam daito lahotzio v'ava bishlo hispik lahotzio chayim aval zesh shlo hotzio misham v'ya yachal hotzio maziku v'eino ganef shadibur v'akasev zeh nira li v'im yesh tov mizeh nekabel. So this is what I think, and if you have a better answer, let me know, says the Ravid. Right? That's what he said. That's the chiddush of the Ravid. Weiter. Hay moshcha v'yotzei. Let's say you're pulling it out of the rishus of the nignav, v'yotzei, v'meis, and the animal dies before you got it out. Rishus v'ailam patr. So you're patr if you never got it out yet, because mishicha, you weren't kona it yet. Higbio ohotzio mirishus v'ailam v'meis. But if you lifted it up and you were motzi it, and then it died, chayiv, you're chayiv. Because if you took it out, or if you're magbiyah, this is the point of the Ravid. This line says if you're magbiyah, you're chayiv. The previous line says you're still going to be pater. The answer is, what was your kavana? Kavana lahagbiyah lahotzi or not? That's the chiddush of the Ravid. Right? Others might say, what are you talking about? If you're magbiyah into the mershus of the nignav, you're koneh automatically. Fine. Nas nulu b'choros b'no. What does this line mean? Rashi has two days. The first day of the Rashi, this has nothing to do with Geneva. Right, the first line. Nasu, let's say a person gave an animal as in lieu of 5 slaim to the kohen for pidyon haben. And the question is, before the kohen left his rishus, the animal died. So does he have to pay again or not? That's the shaila. And the Rashi does not like that pshat, because he says it shouldn't say in the Mishnah chayiv and pater, it should be hifsid and lo hifsid. Does the kohen lose or not? Either way, that's one pshat that's given to the Rishonim. The other pshat is given to the Rishonim is that no, the ganav, The ganav gave it over. Nasu l'becharis b'no. Right, that's what Rashi says. Second, lishna achrina nasu ganav l'becharis b'no. But nasu lo shama makam sheganavo. He wants to give it to the kohen, and then he gave it to a shomer. Right, and what happened? O l'bal chov l'sham achrina nasu zachar l'socher. Meaning he gave it to the kohen or to any of the shomrim. So the same halachas apply. If the person didn't get it out of the rishus, then he's going to be pater. Because he wasn't kona it yet. Higbio o shahotzio mi rishus bailam vameis chayiv. If he did hagba, or she took it out of the rishus of the bailam, he's going to be chayiv. Okay. Why does Rashi say it? Some Rishonim have that explanation. Right, it doesn't have anything to do with the Mishnah then. It has to do with kinyanim.
It doesn't have anything to do with the Mishnah, and chayiv is not appropriate.
Yeah. Rashi asked those two questions. Questions. Boy Amemar, says the Gemara. Amemar asks, Tiknu Mashicha b'shomer malo. Is there a takana of Mashicha? Mashicha is a kinyan, pulling the animal. Do we have such a kinyan by shomrim or not? What exactly is the question about? Tosva says in Tiknu, the question is not, are you chayiv in you know, and everything that each shomer is respectively chayav for from when you pull it. Of course you are. Of course you are when you pull it. That's not the question of the Gemara. The question is, can the mashil or the maskir be chozer bo even after Mashicha, before the shoel or the socher starts doing malacha? That's the question. Of course, right when you pull it, the shomer is chayav. When else is it going to be chayav from? The only question is, can the maskir and the mashil be chozer bo? Can they say, no, I want it back before the shoel or the socher start doing malacha or not? That's the question of the Gemara. It's a very limited question. Amr of Yemer Tashma. So maybe we'll prove it. You gave it to all these shomrim. Right, if he's pulling it out and it died while it was still in the Rishos of the Bailim Pater, my love shomer, isn't this talking about where the shomer is pulling in? So you see, there is a concept of Mashicha by shomrim. So where is it? No, I'm really low ganav. The Mishnah case where the ganav is pulling it. Gemara says, what do you mean? Hatana le resha. That was the resha of the Mishnah. Tana ganav shaganav. So Gemara answers, no. Tana ganav shaganav be beis bailim. Tana ganav shaganav be beis shomer. He's talking about two different cases where the ganav stole it from the genignav or from a shomer. Gemara says, I'm a leiravashi lo titzchei. Come on. Doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. Don't stick that into the Mishnah. Mali ganav shaganav be beis shomer. Mali ganav shaganav be beis bailim. What's the difference? A shomer is the bailim's, is a standard for the bailim. El alav shomer. It must be that we're talking about a case where the shomer is pulling it. V'shmamina tignu mishicha b'shomer v'shmamina. So we do have a raya that there is a concept of mishicha by shomrim, and therefore if you have tosfos's pshat of the question, once a shoel or a socher pulls it, the mashal and the masker cannot retract anymore. Even if... Sorry? But if we see mishicha is significant, we'll see how it relates to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a ganav's obligation, not the shomer's obligation. That's why it's a different lashon. Period. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Also, Rabbi Elazar says in a brisa, "Kederach shetiknu mishicha b'lekuchos, kaktiknu mishicha b'shomrim." Right, just like there's a halacha of mishicha by buyers, right? When you buy something, it's yours. So there's a concept of mishicha by shomrim, by any of the shomrim. Also, just like there's a takana of Mashicha pulling it by a buyer, so do by Shomrim. And then the Brisa adds on, just like Karka can be acquired three ways, the Mishnah and Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, Kach Schiris Nikneis Bekesef Shtar and Chazaka. So the Schiris, if you rent something, if you lease something, so then that also can be acquired with Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Any of those can work for Schiris. Schiris Demai. So what are we talking about renting? So Elaim is Schiris Demetaltalid. If we're talking about Schiris of movable items, Metaltal Beshtar Ninu. Can you be Kone Metaltan or Nikne Beshtar? So Elamar of Chizda Schiris Takarko. We're talking about leasing an apartment. If you lease an apartment, so then it can be Nikne Bekesta Beshtar Bechazaka. So this is, or Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, this is a big sugya in Psachim Dav Dalid. Psachim Dav Dalid, the Gemara there has a question. Who has the chiyuv of doing bedikas chametz? The renter or the landlord? So, the Gemara says it depends on mesiras maftechos, the giving over of the key. If the key was given over before the 14th of Nisan, so then it's the socher's responsibility. If it was given over after the 14th started, then it's the masker's responsibility. What's so significant about mesiras maftechos? Rashi there says psachem dalam and aleph kinyan schiris. Mesiras maftechos is the kinyan schiris. That's Rashi's lashon. Tosus there says it's against our Gemara, because what does our Gemara say? Kishem sheb karka nikneis bechesef b'shar b'chazaka. So do schiris is nikneis bechesef b'shar b'chazaka. Mesiras maftechos is not on the list. So says the Karben Asanel over there in Psachim. It doesn't say here that these are the only three ways that you can do schiris, but these are the three ways that is parallel to karka, to karka. But there's another way too. Mesiras maftechos is a fourth way. And the Karben Asanel explains why. Because schiris you have to accomplish less than mechira. And because you have to accomplish less, giving over the key is good enough. Right? That's good enough to be considered, that's the Karben Asanel knows Dalad im Sachim, it's good enough to be considered a kinyan of schiris. Okay, there's a lot more there. To answer up Tosas Kasha on Rashi there, there's a Pnei Yeshua there, there's other pshatim, but we have to continue.
Is there other ways? Why does Pshatim focus on the key?
If there are other ways, that's the... Why pick that one? Maybe it's even that one. That's the biggest chiddush.
It's an example,
right. I mean, the other three are Nikna also. Amar Rabbi Elazar, third line, Re'u she'din b'charshin v'tavachu machar. Let's say you see somebody hiding in the forest. Right? He's hiding in the forest. Why is he hiding in the forest? Rashi says he's trying. A guy wants to steal animals that are grazing there. So, and he was tovechu mocher. The guy goes to the forest and does ficha mechira. He pays 4 and 5. So first the Gemara says, Amai halomashach. What do you mean? If he goes into a forest and he kills an animal there, he wasn't kone it yet. He didn't pull it yet. So why should he be chayv dalav hay? First you have to steal it, and then you pay dalav hay. So Amar Rav Chizkiya shechisha b'makel. You're right. You didn't pull it, but you still let it with a whip, and that it's enough of a kinyan. Right? You don't have to actually pull it. As long as you lead the animal, that's also considered yours. So now the Gemara says, okay, fine. You were kone it, but Amri v'kivin dero gazlanu. Everybody saw you go into the forest to go steal the animals. Aren't you a gazlan and not a ganav? So the Gemara answers, no. Kivan to come mitamri meinayhu ganavhu. Since you're hiding from people in order to go get the animals, even though people saw you go in there, you're still considered a ganav. Remember, we discussed this a little bit when we discussed the topic of listim mizuyin. We discussed earlier in the parak armed, or the previous parak, in the sixth parak, armed robbers. Armed robbers, right? They're wearing a face mask. Is that ganav or gazlan? So the act is an act of gazela, but they're hiding their face. So is that ganav or gazlan? So the Rama Paskins, that is ganeva, according to our Gersa. That's ganeva, because you're still hiding yourself. People, you don't want people to know who you are. So what's the case of gazela? Where you have an outright attack. Like Benoyo Ben Yoyada, Shnambar, Vayigzol, Zachanis, Vyada Misri, he took the spear from the Egyptian, Vayargeyu, Bachanis, and he killed him with it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kagon Bali Shchem, like the people of Shchem in Shoftim, Shnambar, Vayasimulo Bali Shchem, Ma'arvim, Al-Rashi, Harim, the Bali Shchem put traps on all the mountains, Vayigzolu, Eskalasho, Yavor, Alehem, Baderach, and they stole everything that passed by. See, Elashin of Gzela, right? That was the Bayabai of Yimelech, the Shoftim, killed all of his 69 brothers. Rabbi Avahu, except for Yotam. Rabbi Avahu, my time alo amar mehai. Why did Rabbi Avahu say the first pasuk of Benayahu and not the pasuk by Shechem? Amar lacha, kiven de mitamri, it's murei lo gazlani ninu. No, they were hiding to ambush. So that's not Geneva, that's Gzela. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Hadaka mitamri, lo delo nichzinu, inshi vene arkiminayu. They're not hiding because they're scared. They're hiding because they want the element of surprise. So if you're only hiding because you want the element of surprise, you don't want people to run away from you, that's still called gzela and not geneva, period. Okay, so here's the yotza zayin of Agadata for Maseches, for Perek Merubah. We'll get a little bit more, Shol Tamid of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. The Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. Bibnei Mayach Mira Torah Beganav Yosemi Begazlan. Why does a ganav have a worse, get a worse than gazlan, meaning a ganav pays kefel? Right, Ganav pays Kefil and Gazlan only pays Karen. Right, because if you think about it, the Iyun Yaakov says there's source to say Gzela is worse. You attacked him in public. You didn't just go and try to take it from him without his knowing. So why is Geneva worse? So Amar Lahan, Zehishva Kavod Eved Lekfokono. Why a Gazlan? A Gazlan, you don't care about anybody. You don't care about people. You don't care about God. Right, so fine. But Vizelo Hishva Kavod Eved Lekfokono. But the Ganav, he was not mashveh a kvod evit to the kavod of kono, meaning he has more kavod for people than he has for Hashem. He's more worried about people. Kaviyachol asa ayin shalmata kiluena roeh, voza shalmata kiluena shalmata. As if Hashem doesn't see and doesn't hear. The Marsha says it's kfira. It's kfira, so that's why it's worse. Shneemar hoy hamamikim b'Hashem lastir etza, you're hiding the etza, v'yiv machshach l'maseyem, and you're hiding your actions. V'ksiv, v'yomer lo yirakav, lo yavin elokei Yaakov, v'ksiv ki amru, azav Hashem esaris, v'ein Hashem roeh. Right, you see all of these, that's as if Hashem doesn't see. Amr b'meir, mashal, Rameir gives a mashal. Mishur b'gamliel, l'madar v'domeh, l'shem v'ni adam sh'ayi ba'ir, two people in the city. V'asu mishte echa, v'asu mishte made a party. Echa zimis b'ni'ir, v'lo zimis b'ni'a melech. V'echa lo zimis b'ni'ir, v'lo zimis b'ni'a melech. It's the old invitation list problem, right? Who do you invite, who do you not invite? So, well, if I'm not inviting them, I can't invite them. But if I invite them, I have to invite them. Because it's all a relative question. Right, they're going to hear I invited so-and-so. They're going to be very upset. If I don't invite so-and-so, then they're fine. They're both not invited. So here, too, says Rabbi Meir, Ezo Mein Osha Maruba, who has it worse? Who has it worse? If you invite the Avadim and you invite the people of the city, you don't invite the king? That's worse, right, than not inviting anybody. Ezo Mein Osha Maruba, Havi Omer Zesha Zimen, Esbenei Ha'ir, Vlo Zimen, Esbenei Ha'melech. Right, so you don't give proper kavod. That's why Geneva is worse. Omer Rabbi Meir. Look how great the power of malacha is, meaning not being lazy, but doing malacha. So now we're comparing 4 verses 5. First we did Geneva versus Gzela, now 4 verses 5. Why is it that by a set you have to pay 5, and by a shor you only have to pay 4? So a shor shebit lo mimalachto chamisha, a shor who you were mevatel from work, an ox does work in the field, so you have to pay 5, because that's worse. Se shelo bit lo mimalachto arba, a se, a sheep doesn't do so much work, so you only have to pay 4. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, bo re'e kama gadol kavod habrius. No, kavod habrius. Amazing. The Torah is worried about the kavod habrius of a ganef, even while he's stealing. Shor shalach baraglav chamisha, an ox you don't put on your back, so you're just going to leave that, so you're not so embarrassed, so you have to pay 5. Sash here, kivu aksefarba, a sheep you had to carry on your shoulders, so you only pay 4. Right, so it's a machlokas. Is it because of the stringency of the shor, or about the leniency of the set? Right, that's the difference between the two. Darki Musar quotes the Rav Yerucham. Says Rav Yerucham, says, you know what you see from here? Just the opposite of what we usually think about. You know what you see from here? Kitzmuna kan o nakuta. Lo dome adam haover avera v'nehene me avera, lo adam sheos avera umitztayer b'shasas yasa. If you get hana when you do an avera, it's so much worse. It's not just doing the avera, but you're nehene. So when you're schlepping the se on your back, okay, you're schwitzing. It's not so easy to do this avera. Not being nehene as much. So that's why 4. But the ox, oh, machaya, it's walking by itself. You don't have to put it on your back. So you're getting hana. So he says, that's much worse. That's what it says. Tachas alavata Hashem alakecha b'simcha v'tov levav. It says in the Tochacha, because we didn't serve Hashem out of simcha. So he says, because we didn't serve Hashem out of simcha. That's why the Tochacha. Alavata Hashem alakecha b'simcha v'tov levav. So says Rabbi Yerucham, no, put the comma in a different place. Tachas is because asher alavata Hashem alakecha b'simcha. You didn't serve Hashem with simcha. Right, lo avad Hashem al kecha b'simcha. It's not that you didn't serve Hashem with simcha, right? You served Hashem without simcha. No, it's not that. It's that you did. You went against Hashem b'simcha, and you were happy about it. That's the problem, and that's what we mentioned a few days ago on Purim night, the Gemara in Megillah, when it says why would that door of Purim nischayev kliya, nischayev to be destroyed? Why? Because it doesn't say that they ate from the suit of Achashveros. Shenene misudah shel Achashveros. The hana is even worse. Not that just they were forced to go. They enjoyed themselves, and that's also what the Svarno says. Svarno says on last week's parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu was told about the Luchos, that told about the Egel, and he gets forgiveness for the Bnei Yisrael, and then he does not break the Luchos right away. He waits till he goes back, he sees what they're doing, and then he breaks the Luchos. Right? Vayaras ha'egel u'mecholos. He sees the circles. Vayicharaf Moshe, says the Sferno, kisharah shahu smechim bekilko sha'asu, uvazah his katsi v'noe, sheyuchal atakan emu'uvas, ba'ofan jachsul tamusim. Forget it. Right, he says, and that's Hivesalov Chata Gadola, Shesamchu Bakilkal Macholos. Not just that you did the Avel. Okay, you were worried I wasn't coming back. So make an Egel. But you're dancing around the Egel. You enjoy it. He says, it's not just the Aveira, but he's doing it Besimcha. See, now you got to add on this Rav Yerucham. Right, by the Seh, he enjoyed it more than he did one by the Shor. And that's why it's even, and that's why it's even worse. Okay, that is what we have. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Why Dafka Shor and Aseh of all the animals? Why dafka those two? Do you pay? We did Shor versus Seh. Why dafka those two? So Rabbeinu Bachai discusses it on that pasuk. He says it's the most common animals, right? Right, the most common animals. But then he quotes a medrash, and with this we'll finish. Shor lafisha shor ganavnu v'yasinu egel. We did an egel, and therefore we have to pay chamisha bakar yishalan tachas ashar. We have to pay 5 times for the shor, for the egel. We paid 5 times in the midbar. What does that mean? Right, v'ar batzon tachas ashar, we have to pay 4 times for the seh, because sheganavnu li Yosef. We sold Yosef, we stole Yosef, so we have to sell what Yosef is connected to seh, right, she'en lo malacha, and Yosef can't do malacha, usually b'char shor or hadalo, usually it's a shor. But he committed, the Medrash committed to Aseh, and that's why we had 400 years of Mitzrayim. Arba is Arba Dal, the Zal Meishana. What's the five? What's the five? So the Rabbeinu Bachai says, I'm guessing, nearly, the five Onshin that we got because of the Shor, because of the Egel, we were killed by Bnei Levi with the Saif, we had the Magefa Idea Kadosh Baruch Hu, we had the Horakas Panim Idea Moshe Rabbeinu, that he checked us like Sotos, three from last week, Churban Beis HaMikdash, that's number four, the two Batei Mikdash. Right, and that's five things that we had to pay. Every onus that we get in history is connected to the Egel. So that's the Shor and the Seh. Got to think further why Yosef is connected to Seh. Tachash Ganavnu LeYosef. He quotes on the bottom of Rav Shavel quotes She'ein Lo Malacha. Maybe that also mevatel him from Malacha, just like that you weren't mevatel Yosef from Malacha because he was, I guess he was young. He was only 17. So to the Seh, and it's similar to that. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to holler. Somebody called me up and asked if there is somebody that listens to the shiur in Ramat Beit Shemesh that wants to drive each day to have a carpool to come to the shiur. He's looking for a carpool. So if anybody is interested, so please let me know.